Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Monday, June 29th. 2026 in the Gregorian calendar, and the 14th of Tammuz, 5786 in the Hebrew calendar. Now, let's get to the news. Israel, Lebanon, and the United States signed a historic agreement on Friday, paving the way for a potential peace deal between the two longtime Middle East neighbors. The framework includes a minor IDF withdrawal in areas currently held by IDF troops that will eventually be handed over to the Lebanese army. That's pretty historic. The areas that the IDF will withdraw from have reportedly already been clear of Hezbollah infrastructure. Under the terms of the deal, Israel will be allowed to maintain its buffer zone in southern Lebanon until the Lebanese armed forces demonstrate that they can dismantle Hezbollah and assume responsibility for security, which is something that has been a struggle for a long time. So it'll be pretty magnificent if this actually happens. Israeli ambassador to the United States, Yechiel Leiter, acknowledged that the deal will not be measured by a timetable, but instead will be measured by progress. Additionally, handovers from the IDF to the LAF will take place as key milestones are met. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hailed the agreement framework as historic and a major blow to Iran and Hezbollah. The deal also marks the first ever formal recognition of Israel from Lebanon. The United States and Iran decided to pause any more attacks and are agreeing to meet in Doha on Tuesday to discuss ongoing tensions over the Strait of Hormuz. Iran continues to insist on controlling all passage through the strait, which is a narrow waterway through which a fifth of the world's oil and liquefied gas normally travel. While the strait comprises Omani and Iranian territorial waters, Iran did not have control over it before the war, since the pre-war custom was that neither Iran nor Oman could block passage or control tolls. Well, during this recent war, Iran prevented most ships from passing through the strait, which has granted them a lot of economic leverage. Iran's efforts to assert control over the strait have stirred up trouble with the United States on a few occasions, most recently on Sunday, when the U.S. attacked 10 Iranian military targets in the strait or near the strait. And this was all over tensions surrounding ship passages through the waterway. Israeli officials are worried that Iran is going to undermine the recently signed agreement between Israel and Lebanon. The deal is set to lay the groundwork for peace between Israel and Lebanon, and it outlines a pilot effort where Lebanese soldiers will take control of some small areas controlled by the IDF, and it would disarm Hezbollah, like we said. Under this agreement, the IDF will maintain complete freedom to act against any threats posed by Lebanon. Tensions are increasing as the IDF increases its military presence in Syria. Israeli forces faced attacks on Monday while operating in southern Syria and responded by returning fire with Israeli Air Force helicopter strikes. This incident marks the latest flare-up in Syrian territory, where the IDF now has 9 military positions. Israel says they've expanded its military presence in areas of southern Syria to prevent hostile groups from gaining control over territory near Israel's border. Syria's foreign ministry condemns that. They claim Israel's actions are undermining efforts to promote security and civility between the nations and are causing increased civilian suffering. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Israel Katz announced that the IDF destroyed a 200-meter-long tunnel near the village of Majdal Zun in southern Lebanon on Sunday night. The tunnel ran more than 25 meters deep and contained hundreds of weapons, along with several shafts intended for launching rockets toward Israel. Forces from the 551 Brigade, in coordination with Yahalom combat engineers, carried out this demolition. Because the tunnel could not be destroyed by air, IDF troops had to first seize it from the ground, which was a mission that soldiers conducted early in June. Israeli troops killed 20 Hezbollah terrorists and destroyed 50 pieces of terrorist infrastructure while fighting to take control of that tunnel. If you used to be a monthly supporter of the Israel Daily News, please join us once again. Our platform discontinued the feature for taking contributions. That was through Spotify. Don't worry. The Israel Daily News now has its own direct donation platform. Listeners who are listening to us can contribute monthly or make a one-time donation through the website. Your support helps keep our independent journalism alive and growing. You can also follow Israel Daily News across social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, X, and LinkedIn at israeldaily.news or Israel Podcast on X. Two missing girls were found dead on Friday and Saturday after being swept away by the Jordan River. The girls, both age 13, were with another friend, and after entering the Jordan River, the current got so heavy that only one girl managed to swim safely to shore. After losing contact with her friends, the girl who managed to swim to shore alerted authorities, which then prompted a rescue team to come search the area. 2 hours into the search, which had been conducted on the river's surface and in its banks, diving teams were operating in the area, and the rescue lasted several hours, but both missing girls were located and they were pronounced dead on the scene. We here at the Israel Daily News send our heartfelt condolences to the family, friends, and community of these young girls. And I wanted to include this story for all of you today in case any of you are here or in case any of you are visiting Israel and might be taking a trip to the Jordan River this coming summer. Slovenia is slated to become the first European Union member state to move its embassy to Jerusalem following the election of Prime Minister Janez Janša and a sharp rightward shift in the country's foreign policy on Israel. In an interview with Israel Hayom, Janša announced plans to relocate the Slovenian embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and is reversing the predecessor's 2025 decision recognizing a Palestinian state, calling the recognition a violation of Slovenian law. That's what the new administration says. The new government also revoked a weapons export ban against Israel that had been introduced in July 2025, so just about a year ago, saying that the ban was no longer necessary as arms trade is already governed by national and EU law. Janša, having visited Israel in the immediate aftermath of the October 7th massacre, described Israel as one of Europe's most important allies and said that the two countries share common challenges, including terrorism, extremism, and the erosion of national identity. Keep an eye out for Thursday's podcast. We're going to have a little interview with international singer-songwriter Nicole Raviv. She shares a lot on her latest song, why she chose to do it in Arabic, and all of the reasons why she thinks that the world needs a breath of fresh air when it comes to Israeli culture through music. All right, well, that is it for today's show. Today is Monday, June 29th, 2026. Tel Aviv has a low of 24 degrees Celsius and a high of 28 degrees. That's 76 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 83 degrees for the high. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. The Israel Weekly News Wrap is a newsletter with the top five stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. And of course, with a personal note from me at the top, you can sign up for that at israeldailynews.org. Scroll down to the bottom, drop your email address in, and a big thank you goes out to our incredible sponsor, Marianne Vollinger, our writer, Perry Schwartz, and our associate producer, Lori May, as well as our interns, Alex, Leah, and Hannah, who are here in Israel for the summer against some pretty big odds. Have a great and productive day and an excellent week. Shavua Tov, everyone.